This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Vulture. Optimized cloud compute plans have landed at Vulture to deliver lightning-fast processing power courtesy of third-gen AMD EPYC processors without the I/O or hardware limitations of a traditional multi-tenant cloud server. Starting at just $28 a month, users can deploy general-purpose, CPU, memory, or storage-optimized cloud instances in more than 20 locations across 5 continents. Without looking, I know that once again Antarctica has gotten the short end of the stick. Launch your Vulture optimized compute instance in 60 seconds or less on your choice of included operating systems, or bring your own. It's time to ditch convoluted and unpredictable giant tech company billing practices and say goodbye to noisy neighbors and egregious egress forever. Vulture delivers the power of the cloud with none of the bloat. Screaming in the Cloud listeners can try Vulture for free today with $150 in credit when they visit getvulture.com/morning. That's getvulture.com/morning. My thanks to them for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast. People tend to think of chat ops as a conversation-driven means of running software. That's what it's billed as anyway. But that, my friends, is an oversimplification that misses a crucial point. ChatOps is the novel operational practice of expanding your security perimeter to anyone who has access to the right Slack channel or to Slack's production infrastructure. This is obviously my own definition, and people tend not to talk about it this way, and I'm afraid that's going to be a big problem. You see, there seems to be a large-scale aversion to discussing the risk of chat ops in public, and I can't shake the feeling that this is going to bite all of us in the end. Unless you've been living in a hole for the last decade, you've encountered Slack. Yes, some people use Microsoft Teams for work instead. I do not understand nor endorse this behavior, and neither should you, because Teams is trash. Slack, a Salesforce company, is also the single organization I would attempt to breach if I were looking to do some real damage. Why? Because while people store code and databases and naughty videos in their AWS accounts, they talk about things ranging from lunch plans to mergers and acquisitions to their passwords to their extramarital affairs to their insider trading crimes within Slack. This is largely considered a boon for regulators looking to simplify their e-discovery. The problem is that people treat chat as if it were ephemeral, with messages gone soon after they're sent. But this isn't Snapchat we're talking about here. All of your Slack messages live not in some ephemeral database like an early version of MongoDB, but rather as rows in MySQL. Slack's security team is excellent because it pretty damn well has to be, because if it isn't, your deepest chat secrets are but a SQL query away. Anyway, some enterprising folks eventually instrumented Slack a bit because, Jimothy, do you want to go to lunch? Isn't that far removed from AWS deploy to production. The sound effect Slack plays when that chat message arrives is the creak of Pandora's Docker container opening. This, of course, brings us to AWS. Now, never one to spy an ill-defined buzzword without enthusiastically launching a service into the category, AWS created a full-on service called, of course, AWS Chatbot. It's roughly here, as they say, that our troubles begin. With the magic of ChatOps, I fear that among the profound secrets Slack holds is full root access to your company's AWS account.
Let's face it, on-call firefighting at 2 a.m. is stressful. So there's good news and there's bad news. The bad news is that you probably can't prevent incidents from happening, but the good news is that incident.io makes incidents less stressful and a lot more valuable. Incident.io is a Slack-native incident management platform that allows you to automate incident processes, focus on fixing the issues, and learn from incident insights to improve site reliability and fix your vulnerabilities. Try Incident.io to recover faster and sleep more.
AWS Chatbot has a deep dive into how to configure chatbot permissions, which approximately nobody reads, understands, or implements. I mean, look at that terrifying thing. Users can be assigned roles, they can change roles, and they can assume roles, and at least some of those roles we're talking about are IAM roles, possibly, but not always. Folks are rarely as diligent as we, and belatedly, they, wish they were when it comes to security. There's a whole mess of fiddly-to-troubleshoot bits in chatbot setup that people often override, saying, "The hell with it, I trust my team, we'll just grant them admin-level access and fix it later." Later never comes, leaving Slack users with access to do truly terrible things in sensitive environments due to the rise of the chatops phenomenon. In the event of a company inviting the wrong user to the wrong channel, a Slack security lapse, or an inside threat at Slack itself, there's now an entirely new attack vector against a company's AWS environment. Insider trading cuts less viscerally at the engineering mind than access to production or how AWS might possibly respond to a passive-aggressive API call. What makes this so pernicious and borderline unique is that I don't see people talking about this risk as anything other than a passing abstract thought. Now, let's be sure to give AWS some credit here. There are a bunch of permissions that AWS flat out will not support via chatbot, no matter how poorly you misconfigure the thing. That said, there's more than a little ambiguity here. It's a deny list rather than an allow list. So who's responsible for keeping that list updated with new and excitingly dangerous services? Is there a baked-in permissions boundary that won't shed these restrictions the moment the chatbot assumes a different role via STS? As one example, it blocks an EC2 permission, but disturbingly, not the associate IAM instance profile variant. I haven't gone in depth with this yet, but I can envision a few ways a bad actor could brush aside these limitations as they're currently written. Now let's talk about Slack. I'm not suggesting that Slack is a bad company or product, nor that they will or have suffered a breach. I'm also not suggesting that AWS doesn't have the tools in place to appropriately limit the blast radius of chat ops. I'm not even suggesting that any of this is a bad idea in the first place. I am suggesting that people are fallible. And from where I sit, Slack with AWS chatbot feels like a major risk factor that largely goes unacknowledged by the folks responsible for managing risk appropriately. And if that's you, you might want to look a little bit more closely into your company's chatops guardrails.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.